So what sort of got me going down my thought process for what I wanted to share with you guys today is what we say, like, yeah, as a concept is like, you're, yeah, but the words we're actually saying sometimes, maybe they don't mean what we think we're trying to say. Sean and I will talk about this a lot where he's like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, whatever is rude. He's like, oh, I didn't know. I drove past a sign and again, as a concept, I agree, but I think what we're saying maybe is not what we mean when we say faith over fear. So what is that really saying? Beyond marketing and quick signs to drive by, to me, it looks like faith over. So if you imagine a line, faith over fear, or divided by fear. Faith of 10, maybe over one thing, I'm still at a 10. Faith of 10 over fears of 5 stressors, and now maybe I'm at a 5 or 50%. The more things I fear, the more my faith is divided. Not in my words or feelings of salvations, but in my actions and emotions, and becoming out of control in my thoughts of anxiety. Why do we get more fears? One thought, there's more to lose. So early on, like as teenagers, we're not scared of much. We don't care about much. When I have a certain outcome, I care more, or outcome that I want, I care more. And suddenly there's more to be afraid of. So why do we say faith over fear? God says perfect love casts out all fear. So to me, cast out is different than over. I think this is a practice. I don't know how to do it, especially if you're not a naturally calm-minded person. A few things it brings to mind. What are we really saying when we say things? I think this is actually a bad representation of what the Bible tells us when we say faith over fear. These verses that I have here, I thought of this a couple weeks ago, and then obviously so much crazy stuff has happened since then in the building, in everyone's lives, overseas. But this is what I was searching this morning. You are my servant, I have chosen you, and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are increased against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one that helps you. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open the rivers on the bare heights and the fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the deserts the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, that they may see and know.